From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. The people of Abruzzo buried hundreds of their dead today, just 5 days after a devastating earthquake leveled the regional capital L'Aquila and surrounding communities. Pope Benedict XVI gave a special dispensation to allow funeral mass to be said today, Good Friday. The Holy Father sent two of his closest collaborators to represent him at the mass. Veronica Scaresbrook has the story.
Thousands of people gathered outside L'Aquila at a school for the Guardia di Finanza, an Italian police service. A school which was turned into a makeshift morgue soon after an earthquake hit in the early hours of Monday morning, destroying much of the city and the surrounding communities of this Abruzzo region. On Friday, it became a place of prayer for the funeral mass of the hundreds killed in the worst earthquake to hit Italy in 30 years. 205 coffins were laid out on the hard ground. Several of them were for children, with their toys gingerly laid on top. The people of the region surrounded their family and friends to say goodbye. Pope Benedict's private secretary, Monsignor Georg Geinschwein, carried a message from the Holy Father. Have the courage to continue to hope without giving in to despair.
In queste ore drammatiche, in cui un'immane tragedia si è riversato su...
The message from the Holy Father asked that the passion, death and resurrection of Christ be a source of comfort for all, opening everyone's hearts so as to see a life in which there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. The Pope also said he's been pleased to see the rising tide of solidarity, which has helped the first rescue efforts and which shall be followed by more incisive action by the government as well as by church institutions and private citizens. He reminded everyone how it is only through solidarity that we can overcome so painful a trial. The Pope had asked his Cardinal Secretary of State, Tarcisio Bertone, to represent him at the Mass. And in his homily, the Cardinal noted that beneath the rubble of the city can be felt the wish to start over, rebuild and dream once more.
La morte ci fa toccare con mano che tutto in un attimo può cessare. Cose...
He said earthquakes remind us that death touches us all and that at any moment all can stop, dreams, plans, hopes. All ends, he stressed, but love. Because of Christ, nothing can conquer love. The Cardinal reminded the people of the Christian belief in the resurrection. And he said, Abruzzo will have its Easter and rise again from destruction. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.